Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our friend Adam Brandon. He's the president of FreedomWorks. Adam, tell us about FreedomWorks.
We are. We've been given a great intro on us about how we focus on things like, you know, lower taxes, less government, rule of law, personal liberty. These are our cornerstones, and we get grassroots involved. And so people who are tired of getting ticked off at something on TV, I encourage them to go to freedomworks.org, sign up either on, you know, via email or via Facebook, and we'll get you plugged in and get you involved so that when you, instead of yelling at your TV screen, you can have you yelling at a congressman where it makes the most difference.
You can vent it in a productive way. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I talk about around here, Adam, is freedom is from God. Liberty is a promise we give to, liberty is a promise we give to each other. And that fundamental, those two fundamental things are the foundation of entrepreneurship, of capitalism, of our freedom to be who we are out here on Main Street. And socialism is the enemy of all that. Socialism doesn't provide liberty. Socialism takes away liberty. And so it's astonishing to me when we look at how this country was founded and what we built on and created the most benevolent, most powerful and benevolent nation in the world. Why in the world are we debating socialism as if it were a real thing that we need to be moving toward? You've got some insight into this. You've done a lot of studying on this.
Sure.
Would you explain it to us?
So the first two points I have for you is, number one, if you go back, what is American exceptionalism? American exceptionalism is simply that our rights come from God, not from the government. That is what makes America exceptional in the world. So that critical moment. And so let me pair this up with another critical moment in my life. When I was a little boy, I was 10 years old, I remember being grounded, and my dad put an old black and white TV in my bedroom so I could watch the Berlin Wall fall. Because he said, even though I'm in trouble, he said, look, you got to watch this history. And the other day I was in my office, and this is full of a bunch of young conservatives, young libertarians, really fired up young kids, and we were talking, and they don't remember the Berlin Wall falling.
Yeah.
Their first pivotal moment was the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And that's when it kind of hit me. When people talk about socialism today, not that anyone talks about socialism in my office, but when people talk about it today, they don't have a cultural reference point.
And a lot of the young people not only didn't get a good historical education, a lot of the 20 and 30-somethings, they didn't get a good historical education, they actually eschew history. I mean, the people I've talked to, they actually think anything that's over 48 hours old is irrelevant to them.
Well, worse is that, what you saw this with the problem with Nike earlier, now history is becoming racist.
Yeah.
Well, history is racist and evil and mean and violent, and I mean, that's what history is. Mm-hmm. That's why you need to study it, because it also shows the best parts of human society. It is also beautiful and aspiring. I mean, history is complex. That's why you need to study it.
Yeah.
And now when I turn around and pop history, it makes everything so simple. These people were good. These people were bad. This was good. This was bad. Hey, history is so complex.
I've got a minute. When you were in Poland, what did you learn about socialism?
What I learned about socialism is that the first thing it does is it degrades the human soul, and it just makes it so mundane, and you struggle just for the basics that you have no time and energy to dream or to think, and that's why you never challenge the political system. You're just trying to get bread for your family, and that's what socialism is, begging the government for bread.
Wow. And yet we have people in this country who are proposing it as if it were the next thing that we should want to happen. I don't understand that.
And what they'll say is it's not real socialism. So they always end up saying.
Yeah. Well, we need to remind people that socialism that they're talking about now, folks, is not the liberalism that you grew up with. It was part of the Democrat Party. Even some Republicans were liberalism. Liberals still want to work within our social economic system. Socialists want to rip that out and bring in something new. We need to make sure we remember that. Hey, Adam, will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I had a ton of fun. This was a great way to start the day. Really appreciate your time.
Glad you were here. Good job. And keep up the good work over there at FreedomWorks. Adam Brandon, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.